Adam Maguire is back with the business news.
Thanks, Justin. Yesterday, the Central Statistics Office revealed that almost 1.6 million passengers arrived in Ireland in May, the vast majority of them by plane. Meanwhile, there was a similar, albeit slightly lower, number of departures. It represents a 19-fold increase in the number of arrivals compared to May of last year. It's just 12% below the figure for the pre-pandemic month of May 2019. To discuss this and some of the other issues facing aviation right now, I'm joined by Stephen Furlong, who's aviation analyst at Davy. Stephen, that level of arrivals and departures in May, how does it stack up with what the sector was expecting and what it was prepared for?
Good morning, Adam. I mean, there was certainly some expectation that the summer, you could see with the airline schedules, that the summer was going to be substantially back towards the 2019 pre-COVID levels. So I think the Eurocontrol, the European body, was saying that it would be back towards 85%. So it's kind of, it has been building up and moving back, you know, between this summer and as we go into winter and beyond, up to 100% of 2019 levels. So a very, obviously, dramatic recovery in scheduled and passenger demands compared to previous years during the COVID crisis.
Is that expected to continue now through the rest of the summer?
What I would say, Adam, is the passenger demand is huge, frankly. It never really went away pre-COVID. They were just prevented from flying, basically, because of the testing and quarantine and the requirements with COVID. So demand is there. The schedules, what we are seeing is there have been some schedule cuts by airlines at certain airports, and the system is creaking. But I do still think that the capacity will remain very strong as we go into the summer and demand, and probably it's kind of leveling out at current levels.
You allude to there are some of the headwinds facing airlines, cancellations being the big one at the moment. Aer Lingus cancelled 12 flights yesterday, more cancelled today. Heathrow also being hit by lots of cancellations. How much of a problem is this for airlines and the sector? How disruptive is it, and how quickly maybe can they get back on track?
Yeah, it's very disruptive, and it will be throughout this summer. I mean, I think it's a industry-wide, European-wide supply chain issue, whether it's the airports, security, air traffic control, ground handling, and as you said, the airlines. I think it's specific to certain, or at least more concentrated in certain airports and airlines, like you mentioned, the UK, but certainly Gatwick and Heathrow come to mind, Amsterdam in Europe, and Dublin has had its issues. So it's really, you know, which organizations and have actually plans for building back their staff to pre-pandemic levels.
Separately, in terms of what's coming down the track, in an interview recently with Reuters, Michael O'Leary suggested that the rising cost of living could put a squeeze on demand later in the year. Can the sector cope with another knock so soon after the pandemic shutdown?
The sector is certainly weaker post or pandemic, and the airlines, you lose, some airlines have taken on significant amount of debt and have to restructure. So, you know, what they need really is cash flow, and therefore, yeah, it's certainly going to be challenging when you combine that with, of course, the big issue is high fuel prices. But I mean, in that environment, you know, the strong companies usually do better. Okay. And, you know, will probably enhance their competitive advantage.
Okay. Stephen Furlong, aviation analyst at Davy, thank you for that.